From Spark and Anvil, an adventure hub, this is Maestro Mira, in Chapter 1 of the Adventure Hubcast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
At the mouth of the creative studio, a coral pink cardinal named Maestro Mira stood in her paint-spattered vest and waited for the next kid to arrive. She wasn't painting. She wasn't singing. She had a little wooden palette charm hanging at her chest and a worn card tucked under one wing. And she watched the entrance the way some birds watch the sky before a storm. Patient, ready, tuned to something about to happen. A kid wandered up, scuffing their feet, arms crossed. "I want to make music," they said. Then quieter, almost angry, "But I can't read music, so I guess I can't." Mira tilted her head. She didn't laugh. She didn't say, "Of course you can, sweetheart." She just looked at the kid's hands, how they were tapping, without meaning to, against their own elbow. A little rhythm. Tk, 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 tk. "Your hands are already making music," Mira said. The kid looked down at their own fingers, surprised. "You don't need notation to start. There's a studio down that path," she pointed a wing, "where music begins with rhythm and beat, and your own two ears. No reading required. And if one day you want the notes on paper, there's another studio for that too. But you don't start there. You start where your hands already are." The kid uncrossed their arms. "Go on," Mira said. "The door's open. It's yours." They went. Mira watched until they disappeared inside, still tapping. Then she turned back to the entrance and waited for the next one.
Mira hadn't always known which door was hers. When she was small, she'd loved everything. She drew on every wall. She hummed made-up songs. She acted out whole stories for anyone who'd sit still. And a grown bird had told her once, kindly, like it was helpful, "You have to pick, little one. You can't be a painter and a singer and a storyteller. Choose the one you're best at." Mira had gone quiet for a long time after that. She'd sat on a fence rail and felt a heavy knot in her chest, because she couldn't choose. Every craft felt like a different room in the same house, and being told to pick one felt like being told to lock all the other doors forever. Her aunt found her there, an old cardinal with paint permanently under her claws. "You look stuck," her aunt said. "I have to choose," Mira said miserably, "and I can't." Her aunt sat beside her on the rail and was quiet for a while. Then, "Who told you making was a competition, that drawing and singing and telling stories are enemies fighting over you?" She nudged Mira with a wing. "They're not. They're all just making. Different tools, different rooms, same house." She looked out over the valley. "You don't have to be the best painter in the world. You have to find the room where your hands feel at home. And maybe you have more than one room. That's allowed." The knot in Mira's chest loosened, just a little. She still didn't know which room, but she stopped feeling like the not knowing was a failure. It was just a house she hadn't finished exploring.
She walked to Adventure Hub as a grown cardinal because it was a place built entirely out of doors. The other zone hosts met her at the gathering tree. Trailmaster Theo, who welcomed kids into the Math Mountains. Lore Singer May of the Wordwoods. Dr. Quark of the Science Labs. Archivist Atlas of the History Ruins. They'd been waiting for someone to host the last zone, the one full of paint and rhythm and story and light. "What would you teach?" Theo asked her. "Nothing," Mira said. They all looked at her. "I mean it. I wouldn't teach the crafts. The studios do that, each one with its own experts. I'd stand at the entrance." She touched the card under her wing. "A kid comes in wanting to make a comic. That's not one studio. It's the overlap of studios. Writing and drawing and maybe animation. My job is to know all the doors so well that when a kid tells me what their hands want to do, I can point them at the right one. Or the right three." Archivist Atlas nodded slowly.
A wayfinder. A welcomer, Mira said. Nobody arrives sure of themselves. They arrive the way I did, wanting everything, scared they have to pick, half convinced they're not the right kind of person. She smiled. I want to be the one who says, come in. There's a room here for your hands. You belong here, May said, and the others agreed.
Mira's zone was always full of kids who didn't know where to start. One afternoon, a kid stood frozen in the entrance, gripping a notebook. I want to make a comic, they said, but I don't know how. I can kind of draw, but my writing's bad. Or maybe my writing's okay, but my drawing's bad. I don't know where to even go. Mira knew that frozen feeling, fence rail feeling, too many rooms feeling. Let's not figure out the whole comic, she said gently. Let's just figure out the first door. Show me the notebook. The kid opened it. Little sketches crammed in the margins, a scribbled scene of two characters arguing. You already drew the fight, Mira said. You didn't wait for permission. Your hands went to the pictures first. She pointed a wing down one path. There's a studio for that. Visual art, panels, how a picture tells a story. Start there. When you've got a character you love, walk one door over to the writing studio and give them words. And if you ever want them to move, she pointed at a third path, there's a studio that makes still pictures come alive. So I don't have to know the whole thing first? Nobody does. A comic is just a bunch of rooms visited in a row. Mira tapped the drawn fight in the margin. You've already been in the first room. You just didn't know it counted. She closed the notebook and handed it back. Which one feels most exciting right now? Not most important, most exciting. The kid thought. The drawing, the pictures. Then that's the door. Off you go. The kid took a breath, and Mira watched their shoulders come down from around their ears. They walked in without looking back.
Late in the day, when the paths had gone quiet, the frozen kid came back for a moment. They looked steadier now, ink on their fingers. How did you know? They asked. Which door was mine? Even I didn't know. Mira thought about the fence rail, the heavy knot, the aunt who'd sat beside her and refused to make her choose. I didn't know, she said. I watched your hands. They knew before you did. She looked out over the five paths, each one leading somewhere different. That's the whole secret, and it's not really about art. It's about the feeling of being pointed at the thing that fits, that warm little click in your chest when someone says, come in, this room is yours, and for once, you believe them. The kid was quiet. You'll feel it again, Mira said, every time you find the next room. Making isn't a talent you either have or don't. It's a house full of doors, and I'm just the bird at the entrance who keeps them open. She nudged the kid softly with a wing. The doors lead to the crafts. The crafts belong to the experts inside. But that first breath, the one where you finally walk in, that part's always yours. The kid smiled, and Mira felt it too. The quiet, settled warmth of a door swinging open and someone walking through, unafraid.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Maestro Mira. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.